On this episode, we talk about our most recent trip to Walt Disney World. This is episode 311 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and today I am joined by my lovely daughter, Kaylin.
Hello.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And if you're looking for the latest in Universal Studios episodes, you can check us out on every other Monday or so with the CTM Universal podcast, which is on its very own feed. Then on Tuesdays, Rhonda and I bring you Main Street Magic. On Wednesdays, Jared and I have the Diz Dudes. And every Thursday, Jared and Jamie have Capture the Magic podcast. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams, CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And as you get ready to plan your next vacation to Disney or Universal or even beyond, you want to reach out to our trusted source and travel partner, ZippityDoo.Travel. You can head over to travelwithzip.com, fill out a quick form, let them know what you're looking to do. They're going to give you several quotes. They're going to help you with the planning process, get everything booked for you, answer questions, and so much more. And all of this is at no additional cost to you. And finally, if you want the best in theme park-inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head on over to expeditionroasters.com and use code CAPTURE15 at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. So we have another busy week, and we had a busy weekend, so Kaylin is going to join today while Rhonda is working 6 full days this week. But I think it'll lend very well because you spent a lot of time with us this weekend.
Yes, I did.
In parks and beyond. And so we're going to get kind of your take on a lot of the things that we did, as a almost 13-year-old, hanging out in what in some ways was kind of like an adult's weekend. So you got to be a little bit of an adult this weekend. So.
Oh, okay.
So first off, how was that? Is it enjoyable?
Yeah, it's fun.
You like hanging out with adults, though. You don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. That part's good.
Yes.
So first, let's touch base real quick. And we've talked about Town Place Suites at Flamingo Crossing several times before. And so that is where we booked for this weekend. We booked the 2-bedroom. So you get, two beds or 2 full bedrooms with queen beds, 1 bath. You have a living area, dining table, full kitchen with oven, microwave, all the amenities and all. How do you like it here and how do you feel about staying here as opposed to on property?
I actually really, really like that place. It's close.
Yeah, very.
I mean, like, the only downside is you can't get a bus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close. It's much more space, very spacious. It's just really nice, honestly.
Yeah. And how do you feel about not being on property in the sense of not necessarily having the Disney touches? Is that okay with you? I mean, we didn't spend a ton of time in the room this weekend because we were kind of, almost dusk till dawn every single day, I felt like. So, but how do you feel about that part?
It was honestly okay. I mean, it was because we were so close, I think it was fine. If we were further, another, like, couple, like, 10-20 minutes, it would have been a bit of a down, but considering how close it was, I really like it.
Okay. We're going to talk and do a little update on the breakfast situation. So when we were just back there in, I want to say it was June, before COVID times, they had a full buffet breakfast. Uh-huh. Remember? And they had Mickey mm-hmm. waffles and toppings, and usually they had eggs, sausage, bacon, all kinds of stuff, all included with the price of the room, which, by the way, is very cheap.
Uh-huh.
3 nights for us in a 2-bedroom with full kitchen and all was $549, which, rounds out to about $180 or so dollars a night, which, right now, sometimes you can't even get Pop Century for that low. So that was a big deciding factor in us being there this weekend, being there for 3 nights, was that you also get a huge cost savings by this breakfast and by the fact that you have a full kitchen. So when we got in Thursday mm-hmm. night, you know, we were all able to eat in the room. If we had been in the room each night, we probably would have cooked dinner. You know, we yeah. can easily bring groceries, not being too far away. But so when we went in June, the deal was in the morning, you could go down and they had an assortment of frozen grab and go breakfast sandwiches mm-hmm. that you could take back to your room and microwave because they have microwaves there. excuse me. And then they had an assortment of like granola bars.
Yeah.
You know, like breakfast bars. I think you could get juice, a water, a milk. So still not horrible. This yeah. time they've opened the buffet area back up. But Monday through Friday, they have the grab and go sandwiches. They have cereals. They have yogurt. Yeah. They've got some fruit. They've got coffee station, juice mm-hmm. station. Of course, there's still, you know, there's all physical distancing.
Yes.
And then on Saturday and Sundays, they're serving a hot breakfast of eggs and a meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an employee there serving it to you. So yeah. it's not like buffet style. You walk no. up and get it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as we watch them in between every single person, you know, they were sanitizing or changing gloves, yeah. which mm-hmm. was good. You pretty much went for cereal. But what did you think yeah. of the overall breakfast options? And how convenient, I guess, it is. Because, you know, if you think of somewhere like Coronado, unfortunately, right now, there is no really grab-and-go
yeah.
or quick-service breakfast option. So did you like the offerings that they had?
I did like it, yeah. I did like the cereal. They had, like, oatmeal. They had mm-hmm. muffins.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Their selection was pretty nice. I liked it, yeah.
And this is another one, you know, if you're really looking at budgeting and costs and you're a family that everybody eats breakfast, you know, and you have to pay for it, whether it's at a resort or in the parks, you know, you could easily spend $40 to $50 mm-hmm. every morning of your vacation. Whereas here, yeah. I don't think you need to. And like one day it was basically Egg McMuffins. The next day they had those. Plus they had a croissant sandwich with, what was it in there? Sausage, egg and cheese. And I mean, not for nothing, you can get as many as you need. You know,
yeah,
if I'm the type
true.
Of guy that wants to eat a breakfast sandwich, a banana, a yogurt, get some coffee,
yeah.
have a juice, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on the way out Sunday morning, we went ahead and grabbed some breakfast sandwiches and just threw them in the cooler to bring home and eat, you know, the next day or whatever. So I really
yeah.
love the option, and I like it here.
I do like it, too. It's very nice. Very
convenient.
Well,
and there's a couple more hotels opening up there in the next month or two that we'll definitely make sure we try out. But so that was kind of, you know, our check-in in Thursday, and we relaxed. We had our very good friends and two-time guests on the podcast. Kat and Michael came over and joined us and hung out for a little bit Thursday evening. Friday morning, we got up, and we headed over to Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
And so we decided we were going to spend a few hours there, and then we were going to shoot over to Universal Studios. So...
Mm-hmm.
Again, had other good friends, Eric and Lindsay, there with us that have Universal APs. They were going to go. Kat and Michael have Universal APs. And then because of the Premier Pass being able to currently bring a guest, they were going to bring our new friends, Jossie and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a little fun Universal afternoon. But decor for Christmas is up at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
What do you think of it? I mean, it's similar to last year.
I actually like it because it's very subtle. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's not like every single like place you turn is just something big in your face that's all Christmas.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you go in the stores, yeah, a bit. But like outside, it like they're just simple wreaths or the tree is up, and I like it actually. It's really nice.
The biggest thing that's missing this year was the roaming. I'll just call them puppets.
Oh,
you remember from
yeah.
last year and how much we enjoyed those?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I could tell, that's all that's missing. Everything else is there, and you're right.
Yeah.
Everything is subtle, but it's so well fit into the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a Friday morning. We had walk-ons for Everest. We had walk-ons for Dinosaur. Crowds were not bad, but we went to leave around noon, and they were definitely starting to pick up a bit, I would say.
I think, like, noonish is when everyone starts to come.
Yeah. Oh, and Kilimanjaro Safari was basically
yeah.
a walk-on as well, which
too.
Was good. Mm-hmm. And we had an option, or we were able to do Flight of Passage. So we knocked out a good amount for being
mm-hmm.
there for a short time.
Yeah.
And then we went ahead and headed over to Universal. We won't discuss too much about that. We can always save that for a CTM Universal episode, but had a great time at Universal. Mm-hmm. They are just starting to get up the Christmas tribute store and the lights and the decor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to plan to go back and check that out once it's all ready to roll after November 14th, which will be exciting. So next, that evening, we headed over and we're going to do kind of a new quick take on Wine Bar George, because we had not been here for a while. Mm-hmm. And you remember, we've been here a few times before. They have the fried mac and cheese bites.
Are you sure I went?
the four of us one time went to Boathouse for dinner. We went into Wine Bar George and had some apps and sat upstairs.
I don't really remember.
You were definitely there.
Okay.
It was either that or it was some other daughter.
Mm.
But they have the little fried mac and cheese bites.
I don't remember. That
I don't think you liked. And then I think they had something else you didn't like and probably something else you didn't like. But we found something that you liked here, didn't we?
We did.
And that was the chicken skewers. So normally these come with, it's seasoned with togarashi, and it comes with an Asian slaw for $13. This is two skewers, three pieces of chicken on each. You opted to have the sauce on the side.
I think there were three skewers.
Was there three?
I think so, yeah.
Well, as you tell me about this dish, I'll double check.
How's that?
So, but no, give us your thoughts, because you had the sauce on the side, because we weren't sure if you would like it or not.
The sauce was okay. It was okay, but it's not, it was something that I would get on the side. I wouldn't, you know, put it all over the chicken, but it was very good. I did like it a lot. I don't really like slaw, so I didn't eat much of that.
You're the smartest person alive. Look at that, three chicken skewers. I'm looking at the photo now.
I'm so smart.
You are. Was the sauce a bit like a teriyaki to you, but not quite
a bit,
there?
Not quite, but kind of, yeah. And then.
Now, this was chicken thighs, which honestly, mm-hmm. I don't know that you've ever had chicken thighs.
I think I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
How did you like this, though?
It was good. It was really good. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I would 10 out of 10 get that again.
Really? Okay.
Really good.
I don't tend to like chicken thighs a lot, because sometimes for me, just the flavor's a little different. They can be a little fatty, but they're always very super tender. And these were delicious. Like, these were so, so good, I thought.
They were.
Kat got it with the sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it as well. They're kind of like, it's like they're grilled and then almost like lightly fried or something. So they have a little bit of a crispy outside, but a nice tender inside. But yeah, you really, really enjoyed this.
It was
Which made
good.
Me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can be somewhat plain in your food options.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we had breakfast sandwiches and all, and you came up each morning and brought back Cheerios, right?
That is true.
All right, so I went ahead. I got shishito peppers, because if they're ever on a menu, I get them. These come with lime and a chipotle seasoning for $9. This is a huge plate of shishito peppers.
Yeah.
Let's just say I've had shishito peppers five different places at Disney. These would probably rank fifth. They were good, but they didn't. I just didn't think they were, like, the best.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why. Just there was something about it. It just, like, these ones to me just didn't really pop. Like, I wasn't like, oh, these are the best. But still, pretty good. $9 isn't bad, especially as a shareable kind of dish.
Yeah.
The problem ended up being, like, nobody else was eating them. So I was staring at, like, three dozen shishito peppers that I felt like I had to eat. And I think maybe that's where, after I had, like, six or seven, I'm like, all right. It's a lot of shishito peppers. So Michael and Kat were there with us, and Michael mm-hmm. opted for the grilled octopus salad. This comes with a lemon vinaigrette and an olive vegetable medley. This is $18. As far as octopus dishes go, octopi dishes go, this is the best one I've ever had. You refused to taste it, correct?
I didn't refuse. I didn't really get a choice, but I wouldn't.
We didn't offer it to you? I guess we just figured
no,
you're not
but
gonna
I
eat
yeah,
it.
I wouldn't have eaten it.
Because it's octopus?
Mm-hmm.
Like if we told you it was something else, what if we told you it was like shrimp or something? Would you have tried it?
I don't know.
This was so good. The octopus it's cold, which I really enjoyed. It doesn't look like octopus, which I enjoyed, like, because mm-hmm. again, my mind sometimes, like, if you actually see, like, the suckers and stuff, I'm kind of like, eh. And I just thought it was so light and flavorful. Like, I would love to, like, this is something to me, like, it's summer, you're sitting outside by the pool, and, like, this is what you're eating, I think. So, I loved it. I, like you, 10 out of 10, I would get this again.
Okay.
Now we're moving on to the highlight of the entire weekend. I mean, there were a lot of highlights, but this was pretty awesome. This is the Saganaki on Fire. So this
fire cheese.
Yeah, this is we have deemed this fire cheese.
Yeah.
How does this come to the table? Talk about this dish because you ate some.
I did.
You ate a lot.
I did. But they bring it to the table and they have the plate with a like a little cup of what did you say it was?
Well, there's like a I think it's a bourbon. So they have a little thing of bourbon and everything's on the plate and then there's a small skillet.
Yeah, there
has
the cheese in
it. The uncooked cheese. And then you have crostinis, but
they put
that's what they use the bourbon for.
Yeah,
is the
they
fire.
Put the bourbon on the cheese, and then they take a match or
they had a lighter. Yeah, they had like
the first one had a lighter. The second one had a match, like the smaller like match.
Oh, right. That's kind of cool.
So they were different, but one and they would take it out and they just light it on fire and it would just go up in flames and then it was so good. It was delicious.
Yeah, the alcohol burns off and the fire goes away. You did say second one because after we ate this we ordered a second one. It was that good.
Yeah, but to put out the fire, they would also put lemon on it.
Squeeze
lemon.
That's right. Good good call. I forgot about that. And that lemon totally sets it off as well.
Oh, it's so good. It is delicious.
So, like, I'm the type that I love melted, like, Rhonda calls it burnt cheese. There's something about, and this is there's no way I can probably pronounce these, but Vlahoriti and a Metaxa. Metaxa, I think, is the bourbon. So I think the cheese is Vlahoriti, but it's very much like a mozzarella.
Yeah.
In the way that it melts and all. Mm-hmm. I'm the type that if I'm making the girls a sandwich or something on our little panini press, like I'll take some extra cheese and put it right on the little griddle and let it just kind of get melty and burny and just eat it. Or if we're making quesadillas in a pan, like I'll serve you the quesadilla and then I'll just take a small handful of shredded cheddar and throw it in the pan and let it just melt and get like crisp. Another one, you know what to do with that? You sprinkle Old Bay on it and then let it melt down and get a little burnt. It's so delicious. Why are you giving me that look?
Anyways, I like it, but there were some like I guess browner parts on it, like more burnt toasted kind
of
parts.
The top, so the top kind of forms this crust of
almost
of
like a
burnt
crust
cheese
burnt thing, and I didn't really like that that much. I do not like burnt things. Burnt is just not my thing. So I liked the cheese, like the hot cheese. It was very nice.
And I want to say this came with like six little crostinis. And so I just took a knife and fork, divided it evenly, and you put it on that little crostini, and it's oily, it's gooey.
Heaven.
It seriously is. It's, I'll put it in like top, I don't even know, 3, maybe 5 appetizers I've ever had anywhere. Definitely at Disney.
Dude, number one.
This, I know, it could easily be. This one maybe, well, you know what? It might. It might be number one.
Yeah, number one.
Like, there's nothing I would change.
Exactly.
About this dish, except that I would like to just come in orders of two. Because after you eat one, you're going to want another one.
That's true.
So, I highly, highly recommend this over at Wine Bar George.
It is so good.
Of course, as always, George is usually there. He had left, I think our waitress told us, maybe 30, 45 minutes before we got there.
Oh, really?
But he'll bring out this dish and light it on fire himself. She said that somebody ordered it, and I don't know if it was her or another waiter or waitress was walking out, and he was like, can I do it? And he went to the table and lit it on fire.
That's awesome.
So go here. All right, now we're going to get into Saturday, and this whole weekend was revolved around a whole bunch of amazing Club 32 members and listeners being there. So we wanted to make sure there was, you know, a Club 32 meetup that Saturday evening at the Riviera. We did not attend that one, but we wanted to meet a lot of people, so we're going to do Epcot during the day, and everybody was making park reservations for Epcot so we could go ahead and connect with people and enjoy our time. So we headed that morning, you know, we decided to be nice and responsible since we'd be hanging out at Epcot all day and headed over to Beach Club where Kat and Michael were staying and met up with them that morning. We had some nice early morning mimosas and then headed on into Epcot.
Yeah.
So you have said recently that Epcot currently is your favorite park. Is that still true?
Yes.
Why?
It's just, I mean, I know right now it is still in, like, the kind of, like, getting, like, a lot of it is closed off and stuff, but I just love walking around all of the countries, yeah. And one of my favorite parts is all the food. Yeah. Now, I don't eat much food. Again, I'm kind of plain, but the food that I do like is just incredible. Like, it's so fun to just walk around and get the food that I do like.
Yeah. And what is your go-to favorite that you had to get this time?
Teriyaki chicken.
Yep.
Yep.
From Katsura Grill.
From Katsura Grill.
That really is your favorite. And so we walked around and we met up with a bunch of awesome listeners. We were able to ride a couple things. We
only rode two things.
Well, that's a couple. I consider
that's
two
true.
A couple.
That's true.
But it was busy. You know,
it was a bit busy.
What I think has happened is word got around, of course, that, you know, just say, you know, June, July, August, that it was not busy. And, you know, I even remember us being like, you know what? You don't need to show up at Rope Drop because nobody's there all day. Well, now I think it's gotten to a point where people are showing up at opening.
Yeah.
And so the front part of the day seems to get very, very busy. And so what we would find is you start to thin out a little bit as the day goes on because so many people are coming early now. So we even decided to take a break and head over to Bar Riva.
Yes.
And hang out for a bit. Have some drinks, get some food. Like we got some fries and we got to see some wonderful cast members there, like Edwin, who was there, and we were so excited to see him. Chris, wonderful bartender Megan, that we met recently, and that was just that was so cool to see them and hang out. We got to go in and see Nathan, so which we try to do every time.
I spotted him while he was walking by.
Yeah, so we got to Bar Riva, and I know what time Nathan usually gets in, and I kind of know his schedule a little bit, but I texted him and I was like, hey, is there any chance, you know, are you working today? We're at Bar Riva. And literally a minute later, Kaylin looks at me and goes, is Nathan working? And I was like, well, I just texted him to find out. And you were like, would he wear a suit if he was here?
Like Aaron. I was like, yeah. You wear a suit like Aaron?
And I was like, yeah, he would. And you were like, I think I just saw him walk by. So I went and chased him down real quick.
Yeah.
And he was on his way to something, but we would get to see him later in the day. But while we were there, so the wonderful, wonderful BK Lounge had actually gotten a villa for the evening that was going to host the Club 32 meetup. And he actually got moved to Riviera. And so we had an opportunity to go up and go ahead and tour and look at the 3-bedroom grand villa.
It was
pretty nice, huh?
Dude,
what do you think of it?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very big. I really liked it. But comparing that to, what was it, Animal Kingdom? Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yes. We saw the 3-bedroom grand villa over there as well.
I do like the Animal Kingdom one better.
Really?
I feel like the stairs make it feel bigger. I mean,
because it's two levels,
it is two levels, and I feel like for me personally, that makes it feel bigger and more, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, the just one floor kind of made it feel a bit smaller. Maybe I didn't look at it all, but, I mean, I would rather the Animal Kingdom
one. I mean, but let's be honest, you'd stay at either one if you had the
opportunity.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
If I had the opportunity.
I'm just making sure.
Dude, that's awesome. But then again, it is one of those things where, if I got the opportunity to stay, I would rather stay for a whole week, 7 days, instead of two nights. Because...
Oh, well, heck yeah.
I know, but...
I agree with that.
It was one... It's so big and something that I feel like you would go to, get settled in, and, like, you'd... It was one of the, like, something that you'd, like, almost have, like, a little home for a week.
Oh, yeah, I would barely leave.
Yeah.
You've got a kitchen, you've got a full fridge, you've got, I mean, you could definitely hang out there.
When I go to a hotel, I have all my stuff, so it's just there and, like, ready to go when I need to leave. Like, I never unpack fully. I kind of just leave it in the bags, and it's, like, but one of those places I would want to be able to take everything out and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and like really settle
in the bags. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. No. Well, maybe one day we'll stay there. Probably not. But so so we went ahead and we headed back over to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some dinner reservation. Well, not really. I mean, there weren't really dinner reservations because we weren't planning to eat dinner. But we had reservations at Chef de France. And everybody's goal, like Kat had planned this and really wanted creme brulee from there. We've mm-hmm. heard great things about it.
Okay.
And so we got there and we sat. And you got creme brulee.
Uh-huh.
There was like three or four creme brulees ordered.
Yeah.
I think Michael got a charcuterie board, which is very Michael-like. And then your mom and I got the French onion soup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through. What did you think of Chef de France, especially since we were sitting next to a table of like eight dudes decked from head to toe
yeah.
in American flag and eagle matching outfits?
So, what'd you think? It was interesting. It was nice. I like the atmosphere other than those the table was really nice. I liked it. But the creme brulee was I liked the pudding. The pudding like the custard
okay.
was way better than some others that I've had.
Okay.
But I think that the top was just a bit too thick and heavy on the sugar.
Okay.
Like, because don't you sprinkle some sugar and burn it?
Yeah, with the torch. You use the torch.
Yeah.
It
so
creates that, mm-hmm, yeah, the it, basically like mm-hmm. candy, rock candy almost type
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, it was just so hard and so, like, so much. So I kind of just moved it aside and ate the custard. It was also very, very toasted, like almost burnt in some places.
Okay.
And that's all I had, so I feel like that's all I can say. The bread and butter was really good, though.
Oh, the bread and butter was amazing.
That
I mean,
was
those baguettes
so
are so good, and the salted
mm-hmm.
butter.
I would have eaten so much more if I could, but I was so full.
Yes. Oh, it was delicious. Rhonda and I had the French onion soup, which was outstanding. That was a big bowl of it, just perfectly balanced. For me, a lot of times, like, I've never really had a bad French onion soup. Like, it's probably mm-hmm. my favorite soup of all time. But a lot of times it can be overly salty, and this was not. This was kind of perfect.
Oh.
So I loved this.
Nice.
And then I thought the creme brulee was good as well. I thought it was a nice light, like custard. I can totally
yeah,
see where
I
you're
really
going
like
with it. It was much more of a thicker sugar topping.
Yes, the sugar was a lot.
Like, it you was, really had to crack it because it was pretty.
Not even the crack, just the taste was
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Then as long as we were there, all of a sudden we thought, Michael, Nick and I would try the escargot.
Oh God.
So we went ahead and ordered the escargot. This comes, it's a plate that has these little divots in it and the snails are within the little divots.
Oh my God.
And then that is topped with butter, garlic and herbs. And then on top of that is like this little almost bread crostini thing. This was awesome. Snails are weird. They do have a weird texture. I mean, again, I would kind of put it towards like kind of biting into an oyster a little bit. But this was so good. And the butter and the garlic. Like, I wouldn't sit here and eat this entire plate myself. Like, I think
I
think there was six or so. So we each had like two. And we're just passing around the table for the
yeah.
three guys because nobody else would eat it. And I wouldn't sit and eat a whole thing myself because, again, I think my brain would kick in and be like, you're eating a snail.
Disgusting.
But the, huh?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. But the flavor is so good. Like, you could put a little shrimp in there or something or a little piece of lobster in there, and I think that would be amazing. And then I could eat a whole plateful. So, but then we left from there, and we were like, well, we haven't eaten enough. We haven't done enough.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to the greatest place on earth? And where is that?
Where'd we go?
Coronado Springs.
Right. We went to Coronado Springs.
Three Bridges Bar and Grill.
And we ate at Three Bridges.
Yes, we did.
One of the best places.
It is.
So,
and
so good.
And we got an awesome couch area.
Yes. That was awesome.
That was so cool. Such a great spot. Got to see, again, a bunch of good friends there. Aaron, Athena, Jess, Carson was working up front. Met Steve, who Kat and Michael are friends with, who's one of the bartenders. And
mm-hmm.
we just relax, because we had been like go, go, go all day long. And so just sitting on a couch relaxing was amazing.
It was. And I got a burger.
Yes, you did. You sure did.
And after all of that food, I was just like laying there just like, I'm stuffed. Like it was a lot of food that
day. How's the burger though?
I know you've had it in
the
good.
Past. Have you had the burger in the past there? You tend to go
I
for the steak, don't
have.
You?
I think so.
That might have been the first time you had it.
But this burger, it wasn't bad, but something that I did notice was something that can very commonly happen with burgers is that the outside is too crispy, almost burnt. The inside, like the inside of the burger and the like the middle part is very, very good, but like the very rim and the outside can sometimes be a bit too crispy or burnt. And that did happen, but it was okay.
Well, and I think, and that's one of those things where it can go either way, because like if you do a burger, and I'm guessing they're using a griddle back there, that's what you get, is you get that sear.
Yeah.
Like, which is something I love.
Oh.
But I know it may not be for you. It's the same way, like, I like a quesadilla where the outside is so crisp, but you hate that.
Mm-mm,
like, I think I could literally cook a quesadilla. Like,
nope.
I could cook a quesadilla for you for like 5 seconds on each side, and you'd be like, sounds good to me. That's good. Whereas mine, I'm like almost like, I'm getting just to the point of it being burnt, and that's how I love it.
Nope, not for me.
Ron and I went ahead and got the new shrimp and corn fritters again, which I think these are just outstanding. But it was just such a great relaxing evening. It felt good outside. There was a breeze. It was cool enough.
Oh, it was so nice.
Again, always wonderful, wonderful service. It's so good just to be back at Coronado and Three Bridges.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously, because we love that place so much. But went ahead and headed back to the room because the next day we knew we were going to be up and trying for Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
Which, of course, now is available at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things to note with this is with the 7 a.m., anybody who's connected to your friends list, if they have a park reservation that day, when you go to reserve it, it's going to automatically check them.
Okay.
So it's going to go, which I love this now, because it used to be, we have like 30 people in our family and friends. We have so many people. So it used to be, I'm like, you know, rushing through and scrolling and going, wait, quick, check, 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 check. And you don't want to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that part about it. And so what happened? So we were looking because we knew we were going to meet up with Kat and Michael and Jossie and Nick there. And so Jamie was going and getting a Rise group, and it auto checked Rhonda and my name. Because for some reason, you and Lacey aren't linked to their account, which is odd. Huh. So she got it like that. So I was going in, and it was saying that I could get it for you and Lacey and Kat and Michael, but I couldn't get it for your mom and I. And I'm like, what is happening? And so immediately Jamie texted me. She's like, hey, I got you guys Rise. And I was like, oh, okay. And so we were like, well, the girls don't have it, so let's figure out what we can do. So we went in and went straight to guest services and just kind of explained what happened. We were trying to get the add-on of Jossie and Nick were not connected to our account, but we were trying to say, hey, you know, can we add our daughters and our friends, Kat and Michael, because here's just kind of what happened and all. And he was like, yeah, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
He then said, well, he could only add you and Lacey, which I thought was odd, but he went ahead and added you guys to our reservation,
mm-hmm.
which I was very surprised by.
Yeah.
Now, everything worked out. We were able to, you know, kind of utilize some rider swap. And then at 2 p.m., I mean, Rise groups were flying this day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were going through so quick. It was running so smoothly. It's got increased capacity and all now. At 2 p.m., we had already left the park to head home. But Jossie, Nick, mm-hmm. Kat, and Michael easily got one at 2 p.m. and then rode,
mm-hmm.
which was really good to see, because a lot of times when you get that 2 p.m. group, it's just not a guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. it's still a tough situation. I think the 7 a.m. drop is so much better, of course, than 10 a.m. having to be in the park. We certainly noticed that things were a bit calmer at opening.
Yeah.
It was easier to get in. Mm-hmm. There wasn't this weird rush. You know, the anxiety's gone whether you got it at 7 a.m. or not.
Uh-huh.
You just already know.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get it at 7 a.m., in theory, you can go ahead and drop that park reservation for the day and pick up another one if it's available if you don't want to go to Hollywood Studios. So
yeah.
I think they're making progress as far as the boarding groups go. I don't know what the long-term solution is because there's still lots of disappointed people. But we're even finding out since they started this last week, like in our group, I mean, we'll see three or four people a day that go, I got it, no problem at 7 a.m. So I do think it's getting better.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying for weeks, if not months, since things reopened, in my opinion, at the current moment, Hagrid's was the best ride in Orlando simply because you could ride it.
Oh, yeah.
After riding Rise again, it goes back to my number one because I still think, really, you would take Hagrid's over Rise?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, just probably because I like the kind of the roller coaster kind of thing, and instead of like the and it Hagrid's just gives me this, and like I love Hagrid's.
I will say, you know, other
Rise
than wearing
is good. Yeah, Rise
well
is good,
yeah, but other than wearing, you know, a face mask on Hagrid's, the experience hasn't changed. Whereas Rise, because this was the first time we've ridden it since, you know, COVID. I mean, we hadn't ridden this since probably February. The experience is definitely different because of the fact of spacing. You know, when you get into the room with Rey and BB-8, there are these little circles and you have to go stand on one, and then there's a plexiglass divider between you and the next circle. And so it's very much changed in that sense. I do think it takes away a little bit from the storyline.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got these, I don't know. You have these first order security guards and stuff that, of course, are wearing masks, and they're telling you specifically, go stand on this dot. And then you get into the ship, the like transfer ship, and same thing. You're a blue dot this whole time. Stand on every blue dot you see.
Yeah.
Here's plexiglass dividers. Even to the point that General Beck, who is piloting that kind of first transfer ship, I noticed that there was almost a barrier in front of them because I don't think they wanted people. So we were on the way side. They don't want people to then try and walk into the middle of the ship so they can get a better view.
Okay.
You know, where it used to be everybody just crowded in.
Yeah.
So I thought that part was interesting. It certainly took away from that portion of the attraction.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now they've added the plexiglass dividers onto the actual vehicles. And I don't really think that takes away, but it is definitely different than it was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, something like Hagrid's, even Flight of Passage has changed a little bit with the pre-show, but I still think you're getting most of what you normally got, you know?
Yeah.
So we did try a couple treats while we were here. First one is the Frozen Salted Caramel Hot Chocolate. This is Frozen Salted Caramel Hot Chocolate topped with marshmallows, green sugar, and a chocolate drizzle served with a souvenir Mickey glow. This is available at Pizza Rizzo, Backlot Express, ABC Commissary, and Rosie's All-American Cafe. Rhonda and I got the one that includes Kahlua. The girls got one without. Did you try it?
I tried it. It
What'd you think?
Way too chocolatey for me.
Too much for you?
It was way too much. Like, if I have hot chocolate, it has to be very minimal on the the chocolate.
I can totally see that. I mean, your mom and I enjoyed ours, and we split it. But I don't think I would have wanted more than half.
Oh, no.
Like, for me. And again, I agree. It's very chocolatey. It's you know, I like chocolate milk, but I don't know that I could drink like a big heaping glass full. I probably just want a little bit at a time. So I agree with that same thing. I didn't taste your guys. I don't know that the Kahlua for us added anything flavor-wise like I think it normally would. Like, I would have had no idea Kahlua was in there.
Yeah.
And then there's just a heaping amount of marshmallows on top.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of almost a bit much. But the little Mickey glow is pretty cool.
It is. It is really cool.
So if anybody's seen the giant sippers that they had last year and they have them this year, it's a miniature version of that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also had the Holiday Whoopie Pie, which is a red velvet whoopie pie filled with a classic cream cheese filling. This is available at Trolley Car Cafe and Backlot Express. We actually just packed this up and brought it home and had it later that night. You tried it, right?
I did not try it, no.
It's amazing. It is delicious. We still have some in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
So you can eat some.
Okay.
I mean, it's classic. It's basically like classic two layers of red velvet cake. It's stuffed with the cream cheese filling, which is so good. It's got powdered sugar on top. I mean, again, we ordered this, brought it home, and we didn't eat it for probably 8 hours later, and it was still delicious. So I imagine in the park it's even better.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend this. We hope to get back to Hollywood Studios in December, but we'll see, because they do have some other treats that I would definitely like to try, as well as at Magic Kingdom and Epcot and all these places. I think they do a really good job with their holiday treats. Like, for me, when they've done October treats for Halloween, I've always felt like their focus was more on making Instagram-worthy dishes that often tended to be way sweet and just we haven't enjoyed. I think Christmas actually covers both grounds. Like, they're great for Instagram, but they also actually taste really, really good.
Yeah.
So what did you think of this overall weekend? Because you did, you hung with the adults.
It was a lot of fun.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? Are you going to start coming back to the parks with us more?
Yeah.
As long as we have other adults. Like, if it's just your mom and I, you're not going to care. But if we have, you know.
If you go to Epcot, I will care.
You'll
but
still
if
go.
If you go somewhere else, then it's too much for me.
Yeah. I think you made some new best friends this weekend.
Thumbs up. Yay.
Yeah, Kat and Michael and Jossie and Nick absolutely adored you, which was great. And they were so sweet to entertain you. But I think it helps because you are somewhat of an adult, as we call you, our old soul.
Yes, I do get called that.
You do. Yeah. You get called that by people other than me, though?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, or people will just call me old in general. Like, I act old.
Yeah, you definitely do. Anything else you wanted to add about this weekend?
Not really.
Perfect. Well, then we will go ahead and close out this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have some cool episodes coming up that we have some new series that Ron and I are going to do. We'll do a preview of the International Festival of the Holidays, and we'll go ahead and do a review of it because we'd like to get out there for a day. And then we'll be back second weekend in December. We're actually staying back at the house in Margaritaville that our friends own.
Are we going to Epcot?
Not currently, unless...
Will Food and Wine still be open?
No, it's going to be the International Festival of the Holidays, but we're going to plan a separate trip to go back there for a day. So is that cool?
I want to go back to Food and Wine.
It's over here soon. It's over in like 2 weeks. So we won't have... Why do you want to go back to that specifically?
Because I wanted to get those donuts again.
Oh.
Those
donuts. Talk about those, actually, because we did do the donut box.
Okay,
that
I forgot we ate those.
That was the one new thing
those.
We did. Yeah, talk about
the
donut box.
Oh, my God. Those... Okay, so there was apple. Someone got apple, and then I think Jossie and Nick got the... sprinkle like confetti with purple frosting and it was literally heaven. It was so good. Those donuts, I didn't try the apple because I normally don't really like apple put in other things. Mm-hmm. So like if I eat a straight apple with like sugar or salt, then
so
that's good. But like if it's put into something else, I don't really enjoy it. So I didn't really want to try it. But the other ones, they were so good. They were so good.
Yeah, and I'm not like I like donuts, but I don't really like ever want them. What I liked about these compared to other like donut holes like you get from Dunkin' is that the whole donut is soft.
I like the
contrast of a crispy outside that crunches with the nice like soft inside.
Yeah.
And that's what these did. I did do the apple ones. It was kind of like having this like, I don't know, this modified version of like an apple fritter. Oh, they were excellent. And that was one where they were like, oh, we're opening up the donut box. And I was, in my mind, I was like, I don't care. And then we were heading over to Test Track, and everybody was like, well, we want to try this. I was like, whatever. And then I tried them. Wow, these are incredible.
They were so good.
If you're going in the next 2 weeks, highly, highly recommend the donut box. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I forgot we got that this week.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, everybody, of course, for listening. We truly appreciate it. Again, we got some exciting episodes coming up. We're going to do a 2020 year in review, which should be very, very interesting.
Ooh,
as well as what we're looking forward to in 2021 based on, well, everything we do and do not know. And I feel like we don't know more than we do know about how 2021 is going to look.
Oh, God.
So if you have not done so already, please subscribe to all of our shows. That includes the CTM Universal podcast, the Diz Dudes, of course, here at Main Street Magic, and the Capture the Magic podcast as well. As long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
I was not very enthusiastic. Do it one more time.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That was perfect. We'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Wait, that's not how I end it. I say, that's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Peace out.